One of the constant tensions I think we as followers of Christ wrestle with is our relationship to the world around us. That I think we're constantly struggling to think of, like, what is our place in the world? Is it us against the world? Do we try and form our kind of community in a bubble and kind of distance ourselves from the world? And what does our Lord expect of us to do in the world? Well, in the gospel, we are given two images to compare our relationship to the world as Catholics this evening. And they come from the Lord seeking to give us guidance. And unfortunately, none of them are particularly all that comforting. He first compares us as laborers to the harvest of the world. And while an abundant harvest sounds nice, he also recognizes that there are few of us. And so knowing that there are few for such a harvest means that there's a lot of work to go around. And we few laborers can feel overwhelmed by seeing the work that needs to be done in the world we go out to. It's a stark reminder for us that there is no retirement from our labors of faith in this life. The labors of faith we must continue to undergo, and they will last until the master of the harvest eventually calls us home. The second image is even more stark, that we as people of faith are told, as the Lord says, are lambs sent among a world of wolves. And as we well know, wolves devour lambs. To go out into the world with our faith means we risk becoming devoured by the world, much like our Lord was devoured upon the cross. And yet our Lord, knowing this, still sends us out to this world of the harvest and of wolves. Knowing that there is too much work for us to do and that we may very well be devoured by the very world we are called to change. It reminds me of the a rite of passage in the Amish community, that when a man or woman comes of age in the Amish community, they are sent out into the world for a year. And they're instructed to go and experience everything that the world has to offer, which, as we know, if the Amish really separate themselves from the world, comes as a great shock to the man or woman. And at the end of the year, they have this choice to come back and live the Amish life for the rest of their life, reject the world, or to reject the way of the Amish and stay in the world and all it has to offer. For them, it is a test to see if this man or woman will be consumed by the world or not. And we, too, by our Lord, are sent into the world not just for a year, but each and every day. We are sent as laborers that with more work than we can handle, and as lambs among wolves risking devourment. And that is the daily battle that we face in our life of faith. Will we be consumed by the world, or will we announce that the kingdom of God is at hand? While the Amish try to separate the world and their life, we have remained in that tension of bringing them together. And yet there's that risk, and it's so easy to be consumed by the world, isn't it? It's so easy to see the natural disasters that happen, such as the flooding in Texas, and have it consume our joy. It's so easy to see the constant violence on the news and have it consume our peace. It is so easy to see our loved ones suffer from a terminal illness for months only to end in a death far too early and have it consume our faith. It is easy to see the small daily acts of hatred and have it consume our love. Throughout our day, we encounter many wolves, and we truly can feel as lambs, slowly having our peace, joy, faith, and love consumed. We can find ourselves wondering what the point of all this is. The good news, if we can call it that, is that our Lord warns and prepares us for this. He does not hold back and try to hide the difficulty. He does not say that living our faith in the world will be easy, it would be comfortable, or it would be fun. As we hear, before he sent the 72 in the gospel, he warns them and us the reality that we would find. And yet still, knowing this, he sends us as laborers, as lambs among wolves. And what is the labor that he entrusts us with but to announce that the kingdom of God is at hand? He wants us to be the ones to bring to the world the very thing that it consumes. I looked up what the opposite of consume was, and three words were given: protect, save, and preserve. Christ sends us out to protect peace and joy from being consumed by the wolves of violence and sadness. He sends us to save love from being consumed by the wolves of hate. He sends us to preserve faith from being consumed by the wolves of doubt. This is our relationship, our task, to go to the world and do. This is our great labor, to labor this harvest of joy, love, peace, and faith to every person we encounter and every situation we are found in. In a world that often consumes those things, we bring them to those people, a harvest that is most abundant, but us laborers are so few.